Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
CGI ready to go. Welcome back. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210. On Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. This is our happy hour brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. My happy place. We'll be back there September 6th, Friday, September 6th, for our next live show. And I'm super excited for that. It's going to be a lot of fun. So make sure you join us for that. Mark your calendar for Friday, September 6th. Okay? Thank you. I hope it's going to be a lot of fun. It will be a lot of fun. I guarantee it'll be a lot of fun. Prime Minister Netanyahu today addressing Congress. Kamala Harris not there. She dissed his speech, which I think is just incredibly rude. Look, you want to be president? Then you sit there when the democratically elected prime minister of the democracy in the Middle East that is one of our closest allies in the world, Israel, is there to speak to Congress. You should be there. You should be there and you should show respect. In my opinion, that was an absolute diss and it was on purpose. It was by design. No question about it. He had a couple great lines today, but one of them was gays for Gaza and his analogy about gays for Gaza. Let's start there, Matt DeSantis. Take a listen. Oh, come on. That was a great setup. Hang I gave on. You lots yeah, of setup that, for that. I gave I you know, like a mile a runway for that.
I had it, but I've got like a million Netanyahu clips now, and I'm trying to find where that one is.
That was the one that I was giving you the setup for. You had so
I
much
have it,
runway.
I have it. Set it up
Fantastic.
Again.
Fantastic.
Let's try it again.
Try it again.
Oh, no. I thought you were going to set it up again.
Just play the All freaking right. clip. Play it.
That's amazing. Absolutely amazing. Some of these protesters hold up signs proclaiming gays for Gaza. They might as well hold up signs saying chickens for KFC.
It's a good line.
These protesters chant from the river to the sea, but many don't have.
Now, John Fetterperson was there today wearing a suit, which is the first time I've seen John Fetterperson wear a suit, I think, ever in the history of the world. But he was there wearing a suit. That's something. He's trying to show respect for Netanyahu. I give him credit for that. Look, you can disagree with policies, but you should show the respect. If Zelensky was there, my God, Kamala Harris would be there. No question about it. every Democrat would be standing on their feet and cheering. You had Democrats today sitting down in defiance of what Netanyahu was saying. Now, he won them over as the speech went on. No doubt about it. He absolutely did. But the other thing about it is that, and I find this to be incredibly infuriating, is that you had a lot of Democrats who just refused to show up. And then you had all these protesters going on outside, a ton of them going on outside. Well, let's play a couple clips of Benjamin Netanyahu today as he talked about his main theme today was we are doing everything we possibly can to minimize civilian casualties, which is great. Let's talk about the anti-Israel protesters choosing to stand with evil. Cut number one. Meeting today at a crossroads of history. Cut one.
We meet today at a crossroads of history. Our world is in upheaval. In the Middle East, Iran's axis of terror confronts America, Israel, and our Arab friends. This is not a clash of civilizations. It's a clash between barbarism and civilization. It's a clash between those who glorify death and those who sanctify life. For the forces of civilization to triumph, America and Israel must stand together.
One of the things that Netanyahu also said today was he talked about civilian casualties and how there was a general who came around and talked to him. And this is a general who studied urban warfare. And at first, Netanyahu explained, he asked the guy, well, you know, you studied this in recent history. And the guy said, Israel has done more to protect civilians from casualty than any other country. He said, no. I've studied this for the entire world history of urban warfare. And Israel has done more to protect civilians than any other country. That's what he said. Netanyahu also had a lot of great things to say about former and future President Donald Trump, talking about the attack on him. Cut number four.
I want to thank President Trump for his leadership in brokering the historic Abraham Accords. Like Americans, Israelis were relieved that President Trump emerged safe and sound from that dastardly attack on American democracy. There is no room for political violence in democracies. I also want to thank President Trump for all the things he did for Israel, from recognizing Israel's sovereignty over the Golan Heights, to confronting Iran's aggression, to recognizing Jerusalem as our capital, and moving the American embassy there.
Yeah, such an anti-Semite, Donald Trump, right? You have the Prime Minister of Israel praising him for all his incredible support, all his friendship, all the great things he did for Israel.
That's Jerusalem, our eternal capital, never to be divided again.
Trump did all those things. Trump did all those things for Israel. He talked about who Hamas really is and who these people and the terrible things that they do. And the protesters who were outside. And he had a message for them. He had a message for the protesters who were outside the Capitol building today. And who they're rooting for. You know, it's like when he made the comment about gays for Gaza is like, you know, chickens for KFC. These people have no tolerance. There's no tolerance shown by Hamas, by Iran. These are countries that do not want democracy. These are theocracies, and they have no tolerance for many of the same protesters who are out there protesting and their beliefs and their ideals and their visions. Cut number three.
For all we know, Iran is funding the anti-Israel protests that are going on
right now outside this building. Not that many, but they're there and throughout the city. Well, I have a message for these protesters. When the tyrants of Tehran, who hang gays from cranes and murder women for not covering their hair, are praising, promoting, and funding you, you have officially become Iran's useful idiots. Some of these protesters, that's amazing, absolutely amazing. Some of these protesters hold up signs proclaiming gays for Gaza. They might as well hold up signs saying chickens for KFC. These protesters chant from the river to the sea, but many don't have a clue what river and what sea they're talking about. They not only get an F in geography, they get an F in history. They call Israel a colonialist state. Don't they know that the land of Israel is where Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob prayed, where Isaiah and Jeremiah preached, and where David and Solomon ruled?
Now, Kamala Harris was speaking today at a black sorority conference. I don't really understand what that's all about, why she would diss the prime minister of Israel. Again, if it was Zelensky there, she would have been there with bells on. She would have been there with a checkbook wide open. Zelensky would have got everything he wanted, everything that he wanted, no doubt about it. And she would have been the first one to say, we're standing with this democracy that's under assault from Russia and blah, blah, blah. Netanyahu comes to town, she doesn't want to be there. No, not even close. Now, look, there are Republicans who have great disagreement with this never-ending funding for Ukraine. They still show up when Zelensky speaks. They still have the courtesy and respect to be in the room. They don't ignore it. They don't pretend like it's not happening. Kamala Harris dissing Netanyahu today, if she wants to be president of the United States, what does that say? What does that say? It says that she's more concerned with making sure that the radical kooks in her party are placated than she is about having good diplomacy with our best friend in the Middle East, the democracy of the Middle East. She's more concerned with turning around and making sure that all the kooks are happy with her. That's the bottom line. That's the truth right there. So let me play you this clip of Kamala Harris today. She talked about abortion is going to be a big issue, obviously, in this election. It's going to be a huge issue. And here's Kamala Harris today. Just give me a thumbs up when you haven't met. This is Kamala Harris today speaking at this black sorority conference that's going on, talking about abortion. You're going to hear a lot about abortion, going on and on and on about it. Take a listen.
And in the face of these attacks, we must continue to stand together in defense of freedom. We who believe in the sacred freedom to vote will make sure then that every American has the ability to cast their ballot and have it counted. We who believe that every person in our nation should be free from gun violence will finally pass universal background checks, red flag laws, and an assault weapons ban.
See? They're making it all about the guns, of course, as
we,
you can imagine.
Who believe that every person in our nation should be free from bigotry, discrimination, and hate will continue to fight for equality and justice for all. And we who believe in reproductive freedom will fight for a woman's right to choose, because one does not have to abandon their faith or deeply held beliefs to agree the government should not be telling her what to do.
The government's not telling anybody what to do, by the way. The government's not telling anybody what to do. But I'm telling you right now, what you're going to see happen, what you're going to see is a nonstop beating of the drum. A nonstop beating of the drum about the A word, abortion. Now, the B word, border, is something that they are trying to hide Kamala Harris from. So Biden made her the border czar. He did that during COVID. There's a clip somewhere of Biden with a mask on talking about how he was naming Kamala Harris to be the border czar. Up until 5 minutes ago, it was universally understood Kamala Harris was in charge of the border. Remember the time she was asked by somebody, they said, have you ever been to the border? And she said, no, but I've never been to Europe either. That's what she said. That was her snarky little comment. No, I've never been to Europe either. All right. Well, now they're trying to reinvent history. So CNN today, Dana Bash was going on about how, well, Kamala Harris isn't really a border czar. Stop it. She's not a border czar. James Carville doing the same thing, trying to reinvent history and act like Kamala Harris was not in charge of the border. This is a disaster. It is the number one thing that will bring her down more than anything else is the fact that this border is wide open on purpose. Immigration is a number one issue on people's minds in every single state in this country, but particularly the swing states. It's illegal immigration. It is the crime as a result of the illegal immigration, fentanyl, the open border, and she's the border czar. So now, once again, we all have to pretend like that was a cheap fake. Joe Biden never named her border czar. She's not in charge of this thing. This mess is not hers. And they're going to keep peddling that lie. They're going to keep peddling that lie and telling us that Kamala Harris was not in charge. We're not going to let them. We're not going to let them fool us this way. Take a listen to James Carville trying to spin this. Go ahead.
Hey, James. I'm thinking about defense here, too, for her, what she's going to get attacked on and how you'd handle that, some of those attacks. If you put aside the questions of, just put the racist and sexist attacks aside and just go straight to the ones where she has one obvious vulnerability, which is about the border. She's seen as Biden's border czar. That's not been an issue. Immigration that's been helpful to Democrats in this cycle so far. So what do you do about that? And then number two, something that they're going after right now that there is some sign that it actually cuts, at least for now, with voters, which is she was in on some cover up over Joe Biden's health. And that they're going to make that argument. I'm not crediting it. I'm just saying it's out there already. And there's some sign that some swing voters are open to it. So talk about those two areas she needs to defend.
The first one, the second one, she's going to have to defend and discuss. And there are plenty good answers. And I'm sure she has them. In terms of the border, you could point the truth out. It's not going to do you any good. She was never a border czar. She was put in charge of trying to coordinate diplomatic activities from countries that a lot of these migrants were coming from.
Oh.
But she's got a couple of arrows in her quiver. First of all, that they walked away from a deal that was negotiated.
Let's stop it right there. Let's stop it. So stop. So what they're trying to do here? Right? It wasn't her fault. She was doing diplomacy with other nations, dealing with the root causes of why people are coming here. That's not true. That's a lie. It was March of 2021 when Joe Biden put Kamala Harris in charge of the border. We have the audio of this for you. And this is what Joe Biden said. This is, again, March of 2021. He's heavily masked up. He's masked up. Take a listen.
I've asked her, the VP today, because she's the most qualified person to do it, to lead our efforts with Mexico and the Northern Triangle and the countries we're going to need help in stemming the movement of so many folks, stemming the migration to our southern border.
He goes on to say, this increase has been consequential, but the vice president has agreed. Among the multiple other things that I have her leading, and I appreciate it, agreed to lead our diplomatic effort and work with these nations to accept the returnees and enhance migration enforcement at their borders, She didn't do anything. Now, there was nothing done about enforcing migration at their borders or our border or anything else. Now, whether or not she was ever crowned the ceremonial title of border czar, and she was, is irrelevant because czar is a useless, meaningless term. But let's understand what the president delegated her to do. And this is the key part here. Enhance migration enforcement at their borders, In April of 2021, Kamala Harris declared that anti-LGBTQ++IA, every letter of the alphabet, sentiment is a major root cause of irregular migration. I'm shocked. I thought it was climate change this whole time. I'm shocked by that. I assume, well, it's anti-LGBTQ plus IA, every letter of the alphabet, and climate change. Duh. Obviously behind all of this. She had a phone call with Guatemalan President Alejandro Giammetti. And this is what she said in the call. There are also longstanding issues that are often called the root causes of immigration. We are looking at the issue of poverty and the lack thereof of economic opportunities. The issue of extreme weather conditions and the lack of climate adaptation, as well as corruption and the lack of good governance and violence against women, indigenous people, LGBTQ people, and Afro descendants. That's what she said as the root causes. So when she became the border czar, whether you want to call her a czar or not, and her job was to deal with migration enforcement at these countries' borders, she calls up with the president in one of the countries where you've got tens of thousands of refugees coming in every single day, leaving that country to come here, calls him up and says, here are the root causes going on. LGBTQ issues, climate change, racism, indigenous people, violence against women, on and on and on, but does nothing to actually stop the flow of migration. Why? Because Kamala Harris wants open borders, because she's a lefty. She's a progressive Marxist kook, and she wants open borders. That's why. By June, the vice president's office was already trying to get her off the job. Instead of focusing on border concerns, a chief part of her mandate from Biden, Harris's office said she wanted to focus on root causes of migration. It was reported to CNN back in that time of 2021, June of 2021, that Harris's aides had begun to panic after Biden gave her the new assignment, saying it was mischaracterized. They also worried, apparently, that she would be criticized for not performing well in the new role. I'll tell you the reason why they did this to her. They hate her. That's why. They hate her, and they've always hated her ever since that debate. I've told you about this before, when she took down Joe Biden and said, I was that little girl, Joe, and painted him as a racist. The Biden people hate her. And they wanted her to be attached to the border. They never wanted to do anything about the border. They wanted it to be wide open. They wanted people to cross illegally. Joe Biden welcomed people to come to this country illegally, remember? And they all raised their hand and said crossing the border illegally should not be a crime. But they knew it would not go over. It would not be popular. It would not be something that people would like. They wanted to do it anyway because it's what the Democrat base wanted. So in order to do that, they gave it to her. And they didn't let her do anything about it, not that she wanted to. So she tried to dance out of it and say, no, no, it's not my fault. I had nothing to do with this. This isn't me. This border, not me. I had nothing to do with this. Needless to say, Harris said in March of 2021, the work will not be easy, but it is important work. Biden assigned Harris to the job, the AP said, in hopes to show Americans he's taking the situation at the border seriously. Since then, of course, millions have entered the country illegally. Allegations at DHS and HHS have been complicit in human trafficking abound. New York Times even reporting on this. Illegal immigrant children are missing in the United States. I think the numbers are something like 75,000 are missing, according to the New York Times, the far right wing New York Times. So take it with a grain of salt, of course. American cities bursting at the seams, of course, and this has become one of the most unpopular issues dangling around the neck of this administration. Absolutely. Something that is killing them, and they wanted Kamala Harris to own that the entire time. So that's where we are. And now they're trying to walk away from it and pretend like she's not really the border czar. This is part of the reason why she is so unpopular. Part of the reason why she's such a terrible candidate. 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. I appreciate you being here. This is our happy hour brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Go and make your reservation today. The big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Veneria. VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VANARIA, VeneriaDental.com. In fact, there's a clip of Kamala Harris. This is from and I'll send this to you, Matt, since obviously you're not clearly looking for any recent clips that are being posted. So I'll host the show and I'll try to find some recent audio clips. I'll do your job and my job at the same time. How does that sound?
I appreciate it.
This was only posted 41 minutes ago, though. So you got, it's not your fault you didn't see it. It's 41 minutes ago. And, you know, you had a lot on your plate back then doing whatever it is you do. I don't really know.
I have a hard time picking return music.
Is that what's preoccupying you today? Is it the return music?
No.
No? Is that it?
No more than usual, at least.
Kamala Harris saying being an undocumented immigrant is not a crime. She said, well, good job finding that Biden clip, by the way, in all seriousness. I hate to give you a compliment. I don't like to do it, but you do deserve props for that. You found that Biden clip.
Yes, I found it quickly, by the way.
You did find it quickly. That's the one thing you've done right this whole week. And it's Wednesday at 5:24. It's taking you till Wednesday at 5:24 to do one thing right.
I think I did something else well earlier in the week, but I can't think of it off the top of my head.
Andrew, do you know what he's talking about?
I wasn't here earlier in the week with you guys.
It was definitely Monday then when Andrew wasn't here.
Good way to dodge the answer.
It's the truth. I'm not saying it's... I'm just being honest.
Yeah.
You know, but I thought, you know, going back to when you guys were at the RNC last week, Matt was running around when he was eating pretzels and cheese curds. I thought he did a good job, you know, getting the guests and chasing after people and stuff. No.
For the record, running around while eating pretzels and cheese curds, not easy. You get cramps. Well, it's not pleasant.
You showed the size of that pretzel. It's like running with a baby in your arms or something, right?
I fought through the pain.
Can I just make a point, though, regarding the cheese curds?
Go on.
I just had my cholesterol checked. I'm at 497 right now. My bad cholesterol.
Is that good?
No, it's terrible. Oh. I was at 180 before I left for Wisconsin.
Oh, man.
Wow.
No, I'm kidding, but still, there's a lot of cheese.
I know.
A lot of fried cheese.
What else do they have up there?
It's literally only only cheese curds, right? I don't think there was another option.
Nah, that's pretty much
if you're dairy free, like if you're lactose intolerant, don't go to the state of Wisconsin.
You can't go to Wisconsin.
Don't do it. Don't even bother. It's not going to work out well for you.
I mean, even my giant pretzel, if I'm being honest, it wasn't that tasty without the cheese dipping sauce.
Well, that's what Matt was telling me when you guys came back. He said it's the best dipping cheese sauce that he's ever had in his life.
It was. Not even close. It was delicious.
Yeah. This is riveting radio. People want to know about your cheese dipping sauce. That's why they tune in. Well, they're like, oh, I hope Matt talks about his cheese dipping sauce today, please.
Going to Milwaukee anytime soon, I highly recommend the cheese dipping sauce for your pretzel. If you think, you know what, maybe I don't need to spend the extra $2, I'm here to tell you, you do.
We did show that pretzel on YouTube, though.
You did.
It was enormous. Yeah. I mean, it was probably, we got the camera here, probably that big.
It was huge.
Yeah, it was huge. And then you fell asleep right after that.
My dad was listening, and he texted me, and he said, please tell me you're joking that you spent $10 for a soft pretzel. Unfortunately, I spent far more than $10 because I got the dipping sauce as well.
Did you do your expenses yet?
I did not.
You got to put in for the big pretzel. Odyssey will pay that for you.
Well, you got to pay for the dipping sauce.
That's important. That's important stuff to know. Any Absolutely. Trip that people go on, you got to
the dipping
keep track
sauce they're not going to cover, but the pretzel they might cover.
Yeah, it's like a luxury.
I don't know about the dipping sauce. I'm just saying.
You don't know, so just keep any receipt.
Always keep the receipts.
Any receipt.
And here's a receipt we have on Kamala Harris, who said to Pod Save America, this is about being an undocumented immigrant is not a crime. So we have receipts of everything that she said in the past. She told this to Pod Save America. This is an older clip. RNC Research is finding all this stuff now, and all this stuff is coming out now, and you're going to have more and more of this coming out. Take a listen.
I'll tell you what I've said for years, which is being an undocumented immigrant is not a crime. Huh. You know, I mean, the idea that people are suggesting that it is a violation of rules. That's not the point, though. The way it has been characterized is to suggest that undocumented immigrants are criminals, which has led then to this president being able to then suggest that they're murderers and rapists.
Right.
And so as a former prosecutor, I will say that this is an absolute mischaracterization of the issue in a way that is deceptive and in a way that is dishonest.
I'm being told that the Liberty Bell has been defaced. I don't know if it's the Liberty Bell. It's not our Liberty Bell, but a bell, probably in Washington, D.C., a replica of our Liberty Bell here in Philadelphia, the real one, has been defaced by pro-Palestinian, pro-Gaza, free Hamas lunatics in D.C. I'm seeing all kinds of images of this coming out right now. These are the people. These are the people that Netanyahu's talking about today when he spoke before Congress. Let me play you another clip of Bibi today before Congress talking about all the protesters and what they mean. And this is cut number two. These are people choosing to stand with evil. Cut number two.
My friends, defeating our brutal enemies requires both courage and clarity. Clarity begins by knowing the difference between good and evil. Yet incredibly, many anti-Israel protesters, many choose to stand with evil. They stand with Hamas. They stand with rapists and murderers. They stand with people who came into the kibbutzim, into a home. The parents hid the children, the two babies, in the attic, in a secret attic. They murder the families, the parents. They find the secret latch to the hidden attic, and then they murder the babies. These protesters stand with them. They should be ashamed of themselves.
These are the people who are defacing things in our nation's capital as we speak right now. D.C.'s Union Station, that's one of the landmarks there, Liberty Bell replica of our Liberty Bell. And they spray painted a bunch of things, including Hamas is coming at D.C.'s Union Station. There's a lot of people arrested, too, that's going on. You have heard that it is now racist to say that Kamala Harris is a DEI hire. You probably have heard this. There's a number of people out there saying the very same thing, that if you say that Kamala Harris is a DEI hire, that's the new N-word. There's this guy on TV who said that yesterday, that calling her a DEI hire is the new N-word. Well, again, we have the receipts of Joe Biden calling her a DEI hire. So we'll share that with you as well. 855-839-1210. On Twitter, at Rich Zeoli, if you would like to weigh in today as we continue along here, the show. We got a lot going on. I've been telling you about one of the greatest finds of Mama Zeoli besides me, of course, and that is our dentist, Dr. Mike Veneria at Veneria Dental. As you know, my whole family goes to Dr. Mike. The level of care and commitment to dental excellence is unmatched. You know, it's now July. If you haven't made a dentist appointment yet, what are you doing? You got to go twice a year. But most importantly is your smile. Your smile means everything. That's why you want to have a great, great smile. And Dr. Mike Veneria will give you the great smile that you're looking for. In fact, for 10 years in a row, 10 consecutive years, he has been known as a master of dental implants among his peers. They have rated him that, a master of dental implants. Just make your appointment today by calling 856-786-2020. 856-786-2020, or go to VeneriaDental.com. It's V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com. You will have the smile of your dreams. You'll be so happy with your smile, and you'll feel really great walking into that room. And you'll love the people there, too. There's great music playing, wonderful people who work there. And the best part about it, of course, is that Dr. Mike has the two offices to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Now, listen. If you are somebody who is on the other side of the river and you're thinking, I don't want to cross the bridge to see him, trust me when I tell you, it is absolutely worth your time to go see Dr. Mike Veneria, because he is the master of dental implants. Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid.
The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. By the way, I just got a text from my wife. It turns out that my daughter, Reagan, was at Dr. Mike Veneria's office today. Reagan, she's 4 years old. She had her first official cleaning. There you go. So as I tell, when I tell you the whole family goes to Dr. Mike Veneria, the whole family goes to Dr. Mike Veneria, even my, my 4 year old daughter. So he's the best. Trust him. You can't go wrong with him. This is Joe Biden going on about why he chose Kamala Harris. Now we all know the behind the scenes reason why he chose Kamala Harris, because James Clyburn told him to, and then he threw his support to Joe Biden, and then Joe Biden was able to win the South Carolina primary. But it goes deeper than that. What actually what happened back then in 2020 was, remember, this is the late winter of 2020, right before COVID and the world shut down. So I guess you'd say late winter, early spring. Bernie Sanders was doing very, very well. And there was a real threat that Bernie was going to win the nomination. Well, Democrats could not handle that. Bernie's somebody they can't control. So they had to do everything they could to stop him. So they decided to coalesce around Joe Biden. Started with little Pete. Mayor Pete dropped out of the race and he backed Joe Biden. And then one by one by one, they all came out and they backed Joe Biden, including Kamala Harris. But if you remember this, there was one person who held out. That was America's mother-in-law, Elizabeth Warren, because her job was to cut into the vote of Bernie Sanders so it wouldn't be a two-person race. After Joe Biden picked Kamala Harris, he got the support of James Clyburn, who wanted a woman, a black woman, to be the running mate. He also promised James Clyburn a black woman for the United States Supreme Court. So forget qualifications. It's all about skin color, all about gender. It's all about checking the boxes. And this is what Joe Biden said back then. Take a listen.
The values of diversity, equality.
Here, start it over, Matt, because it was kind of low. Start it over.
To me, the values of diversity, equality, inclusion are literally, and that's not kidding, the core strengths of America. That's why I'm proud to have the most diverse administration in history. It taps into the full talents of our country. And it starts at the top with the vice president.
One more time, with feeling, so you can hear him say it. The DEI, three words comprise that. One more time.
To me, the values of diversity, equality, inclusion are literally, and that's not kidding, the core strengths of America. That's why I'm proud to have the most diverse administration in history. It taps into the full talents of our country. And starts at the top with the vice president.
Okay. Here is Representative Stephen Horsford on Representative Burchett, who called Kamala Harris a DEI hire. This is what he responded to that when a member of Congress said she was a DEI hire. Now, you just heard Joe Biden say diversity, equity, and inclusion. And my team starts at the top with the vice president. But now apparently that's offensive to say that. If you say it, it's racist. Take a listen.
It's the most offensive thing that I have heard someone say. She is the vice president of the United States. She is the most qualified person to be our nominee. She will beat Donald Trump. It's the most.
Here is Democrat Representative Max Frost, who responded to somebody saying that Kamala Harris is a DEI hire. He goes even further with his condemnation of this. Take a listen.
Bizarre clip. I have a lot to say about that clip. It feels like a Saturday Night Live skit with the joke about a Mountain Dew being racist and then the one distant clap. The guy's got no juice, and so we'll see how he does on the campaign trail. He's not even exciting his own voters. The other thing I'd say is that he is going to continue to use all these racist dog whistles throughout the campaign. We're going to see it from Trump. We're going to see it from J.D. Vance, and we're going to see it from a lot of their surrogates. In fact, just yesterday, one of the surrogates was saying, if we don't win, we're going to have a civil war to get our agenda through. A civil war. And so this is an organization, this is a right-wing campaign that's going to be racist, misogynistic against the vice president, but we're going to stand on the issues and what really matters. It's the fact that she is qualified. They want to call her a DEI president or DEI candidate. She has more experience than Trump and J.D. Vance combined times a million, right? She worked at the state level. She was the attorney general. She's vice president of the United States. She was a senator representing one of the largest states in the entire country. And so these are just racist dog whistles. Whenever you hear DEI, I want you to think about the N-word. I want you to think about racial slurs. That's what they actually mean.
Okay, one more time. President Joe Biden talking about his vice president of the United States and using the three words.
To me, the values of diversity, equality, inclusion are literally, and that's not kidding, the core strengths of America. That's why I'm proud to have the most diverse administration in history. It taps into the full talents of our country. And it starts at the top with the vice president. To me, the.
Okay. Now, remember something. This is not the most competent administration. This is not the most experienced administration. This is not the administration with the most diverse ideas and opinions or diverse backgrounds or diverse real world life experiences. Diversity, equity, inclusion, meaning your skin color and your gender. So Biden can say it and he can choose Kamala Harris and his cabinet for that reason and placate James Clyburn and get his support. But if you say it, you're racist and sexist, and those are racist and sexist dog whistles. Got it? This is the great double standard. What's the old saying? If the Democrats didn't have double standards, they'd have no standards at all. I think that's probably very, very true. Now, J.D. Vance heard his all-time favorite music video on Trump's plane. He was with Jesse Waters, he and Trump, and they talked about this and why this was meant to be. But then I'm going to tell you about something that is very, very troubling and very sad and something that is particularly troubling to me personally. But first, let's do this. Take a listen.
Allow our own people to get it out of the ground.
Before we let you guys go, there's a few questions from fans. Real quick. Have you heard DJ Donald Trump with his iPad? Not yet?
I will say that my all-time favorite music video
is November Rain by Guns N' Roses. The first time I ever sat on his airplane, he played November Rain by Guns N' Roses. So it was meant to be, at least a little bit.
Okay. J.D. Vance, what does the J.D. stand for?
James David.
Did you know that?
Yes.
See, that's not really a big secret, Jesse, just for the record. When they decided to shove the old guy out, the animatronic Joe Biden, who will address the nation soon tonight, I'm told, according to the story from Yahoo.com, that they had several different food choices for the aides. They were there assembled in Delaware. And the vice president of the United States of America, who very well could be president of the United States at some point, chose for her pizza topping anchovies.
Ew.
You say ew, Matt DeSantis. Why do you say ew?
Doesn't appeal to me.
Why do you say that?
I like fish, but I don't need, you know, a fish staring back at me on top of a pizza.
Hmm. Is that what anchovies look like? I had you pegged as an anchovy.
No, I'm not. I love seafood. I'm not an anchovy guy.
I had you pegged as an anchovy guy for some reason. I'm a big fan of anchovies.
On pizza?
Absolutely. I love them.
They're too salty.
I'm a fan. You're not a fan, Andrew?
I've never had it.
Well, you got to try it before you can knock it then.
I was raised a very simple pizza life as a kid. It was just cheese.
Well, you got to try it. You can't knock it. But I'm surprised. I had her pegged as a pineapple pizza fan.
That's what I thought you were going to say.
The California topping, yeah.
Yeah.
Because of California and the fact that she's a lunatic. I had her pegged as pineapple. I'm shocked. Anchovy.
So you have found an area of agreement with Kamala?
You found some common ground. Isn't that what America's all about?
Not proud of this moment right now.
Can I invite her on
the show? But I'm craving an anchovy pizza.
Can I invite her on the show just to talk about pizza?
I tell you what, if you get her on the show, you get the Vice President of the United States of America on, tell her I will limit my questions to only asking her about her love of anchovy pizza.
She loves cooking as well.
You could throw in there talking about banning hamburgers.
I could slip that in.
You could spin it that way.
I could slip that in just to kind of get in there a little bit. You know what I mean? Now, Eric Holder is running her operation. I bet you he doesn't like pizza with anchovies. He's probably a pineapple guy. Right? Holder?
I think.
Yeah. Obama, Hawaii, allegedly. Hawaii, pineapple.
He talks about Chicago, though, all the time.
They say he's from Hawaii, allegedly.
Yeah.
But that would be... that would be pineapple, a Hawaiian pizza, a hideous, hideous creation.
Holder is from New York, though, so I would like to believe he knows good pizza.
Yeah, possibly right. Well, the other thing is that the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile flipped over. No one was hurt. Have you ever seen the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile in person?
No.
I have.
No, I've not.
I have seen it on my old street where I used to live. The Oscar Mayer Wienermobile, because my doctor at Cooper, who did my shoulder, Dr. Mayer, related to the Mayer family, they had the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile on our street once in our old town.
Wait, really?
No joke.
Wow.
I got to see it in person, the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. Well, it turns out, first of all, it's a 3,600-pound hot dog on top of the truck. Do you know that? And it lost control, overcorrected, and rolled the vehicle on its side, the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile, on an Illinois highway, and no one was injured, thank God, but social media were soon sharing images of the overturned vehicle with relish and all kinds of dumb jokes, like a worst case scenario.
That's pretty good.
Thank God no one was hurt, because otherwise there would have been blood, and you never put ketchup on a hot dog. Womp womp.
Is that your preferred hot dog? You like Oscar Mayer Wiener hot dogs?
The company's promotional literature describes the Wienermobile as a grilled fiberglass hot dog that is resting on a lightly toasted fiberglass bun. Mmm, delicious! After the collision, the base of the vehicle, a yellow sedan, rested on its driver's side door in the middle of the highway, still attached to the hot dog-shaped roof. The front fender of the car appeared to be missing, and the headlights were smashed. Video taken after the collision showed two people, hot doggers, as the company calls them, climbing out of the passenger side door and hopping down to safety. Later, a tow truck crane arrived, scooping up the Wienermobile and carried it away. Now, this is what the company said. Oscar Meyer, a Chicago-based packaged meat producer, said the following in a statement. We're grateful that everybody involved is safe and there were no injuries. We're offering ongoing support for our hot doggers, and we appreciate the support we've received from local authorities. In 1936, Carl Meyer, the nephew of the company's founder, came up with the idea of a 13-foot metal hot dog on wheels as an advertising gimmick. Since then, the hot dog-shaped cars have increased in size and number. The regular Wienermobile, this apparently was not the Wienermobile. This was a Wienermobile. You got it?
Yes.
This was the lesser Wienermobile. See, the regular Wienermobile now has a 23-foot fiberglass hot dog on the roof. The one that crashed on Monday was the lesser Wienermobile. That was only 15 feet long and 8 feet tall. Okay? And it's on a modified Mini Cooper. Now, to answer your question, I don't eat hot dogs. Oh. I love them, but I don't eat them.
Okay.
Can't eat them. So I can't do garlic and onion, and most hot dogs have them inside. So,
gotcha.
Yeah. But if I'm going to choose, I'm going Hatfield because Philly's Hatfield, Dollar Dog Night. Boom. Mm-hmm. Right?
Well, are they still having Dollar Dog Night after the last couple of years?
No, it's $10 Dog Night.
Yeah.
Under Barack Obama. I mean, under Joe Biden.
Right.
$10 Dog Night, and actually, you don't even get the whole hot dog. It's a $10, it's a mini wiener, like
it's
a cocktail.
Mini ones, right.
Yeah, what do they call those little guys?
Cocktail wieners.
The cocktail wieners.
Pigs in a blanket.
Pigs in a blanket, thank you. That's what I was going for. Yeah, in Joe Biden's America, they shoot pigs in a blanket out of a cannon, and it's $10 for one.
I like, not, and I'm not just saying this because we were talking about Prime Minister Netanyahu. I'm a Hebrew national kind of guy. So.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I like that.
Are you kosher?
Yes, I do eat, I do keep kosher, yeah.
Impressive.
Yeah.
So Hebrew National is kosher? Is that
yes, it's all beef. Everything that they have is beef.
The interesting.
Hot dogs they have, they make bratwurst and all that stuff, but it's all beef.
As somebody who's kosher, what did you think of Netanyahu's speech? Was it kosher?
Yeah. It was probably one of the most honest speeches that has been said in the Congress for quite some time. I really do. I think he gets a lot of flack, and he has a huge target on his back, not just in American media, not just from, you know, these protesters that are out there talking against Israel and all that stuff. It's the world, and he talked about the ICC a lot, you know, the
yeah.
courts and everything coming after him. All the stuff that's coming out talking about how Israel, they've committed war crimes, they're withholding food, they're withholding resources from the Palestinians. All of that stuff is not true. And this was probably one of the first times that Prime Minister Netanyahu has actually had to come out on such a large scale outside of Israel when he does press conferences and such, giving updates, talking about, you know, what's really going on over there and how much propaganda there is against Israel, against the Jewish people. And I think he nailed it. Every single point he had, the soldiers that he had IDF soldiers that were there. Some mm-hmm. of them were injured. One of them had his leg was blown off in combat. And all of that stuff. I think they were great stories, and he did a phenomenal job telling the truth about what's really going on in the Middle East right now.
Yeah, I thought particularly he did a good job explaining how civilian casualties were not happening. I thought that was a really important point. Now, I've been asking you to find that clip all show. I've been hinting at it, but you haven't found it, have you?
You haven't explicitly asked for it. You've hinted.
He needs exact direction.
Do you know how many clips I have pulled
Can
up on this?
Can you find the clip?
I'm sure I could.
Of
but...
Netanyahu saying that general told him that Israel has done more to protect civilians than any country in the history of urban warfare.
We have like 40 clips today. How many more do we need? We have an hour left in the show. I'll find it.
One clip.
The other thing that was brought up to me, I've had the conversation with my high school teacher, a very pro-Israel, very pro the Jewish people. He's talked about a lot. Israel, if you look at the history, and, you know, talking mm-hmm. about the history of how they've treated civilians, Israel is the only country that is allowed to win, that when they win a war, they are required to give up land and give up things that they've won during that war. Because all the times Arabs have attacked Israel over the course going all the way back to 1948,
yeah.
every single time they've engaged in combat, Israel is required to give up land that they've won.
And look, and these are all, and I gotta wrap up here, but excellent point. I think Netanyahu's speech today was, it will go down as one of the greatest speeches. The fact that the vice president today was not there was absolutely incredibly offensive. Did you find it?
No?
I didn't find it in 2 seconds.
Fine, forget it. Let me play one more clip of Netanyahu then for everybody to listen to before I take a break. This is Netanyahu today talking about Trump. I played this earlier, but it's worth playing again since Matt only sent me 4 clips of a speech that lasted 90 minutes.
Five. We have five.
Well, the fifth one was 8 seconds. This is Netanyahu talking about the Israelis who were relieved that President Trump emerged safe and sound from that dastardly attack on him, and then talks about Trump's friendship with Israel. Cut four.
I want to thank President Trump for his leadership in brokering the historic Abraham Accords. Like Americans, Israelis were relieved that President Trump emerged safe and sound from that dastardly attack on him, dastardly attack on American democracy. There is no room for political violence in democracies. I also want to thank President Trump for all the things he did for Israel, from recognizing Israel's sovereignty over the Golan Heights, to confronting Iran's aggression, to recognizing Jerusalem as our capital, and moving the American embassy there. That's Jerusalem, our eternal capital, never to be divided again.
That's a contrast between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris right there. She didn't even have the courtesy to be in the room when the prime minister, the democratically elected prime minister of Israel, was giving a speech to the United States Congress. And she is the president of the Senate. That is her constitutional role. It's an outrage. It's an offensive, rude outrage. It's a slight to one of our strongest allies in the world and our strongest ally in the Middle East. Listen, relationships matter at Cherry Hill Volvo. You hear me say that a lot. It's a guiding principle of how Judith and her team run their business. They build great relationships by providing a luxury Volvo buying experience, always doing what is right and making sure you drive away completely satisfied with the best deal available. And the result is that so many of their customers, like me, become customers for life. Cherry Hill Volvo has customers who are with them for as long as 30 years. That's an incredible testament to the high level of service and value they provide. And it's possible to get the absolute best deal on a new Volvo while enjoying a fantastic experience at Cherry Hill Volvo. And this is an incredible time to go there because right now you get discounts of up to $13,176 off of Volvo XC90 for qualified buyers. Take advantage of the Cherry Hill Volvo 2024 model year sell down. Cherry Hill Volvo is the most accessible Volvo dealer to Philly and South Jersey, and they're right across the bridge. Listen, the XC90 is an amazing car. It's our family car, and you will love the power, the speed, the dynamics, the handling, all of it. And you're going to love the price with discounts of up to $13,176 off only at Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships matter.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some from my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.